mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we ended the last hour with this Tangi from Georgia disagreeing with me about Ward Churchill, this professor's comments. And then Tangi hung up. I said, hold, please stay there. We're going to come back and talk to you. He hung up. And he was saying, well, Ward Churchill, you know, just says they're pushing back. He didn't really say Al-Qaeda. I've got his essay right here. Some people push back. And he says, quote, the hijackers mounted counterattacks in the face of hostile U.S. policy in the Middle East and a campaign against Iraq through the trade sanctions imposed after the first Gulf War. And he went on to compare the World Trade Center victims and saying that they were not innocent, calling them little Eichmanns. That's a quote that was referred to the German World War II criminal, war criminal Adolf Eichmann. True enough, this is a quote, they were civilians of a sort, he wrote, but innocent? Give me a break. They form the technocratic core of the very heart of American global financial empire. And I've actually got a copy of the essay right here. So don't try to call in and say he didn't say that now that he's saying, I don't back off what I said, but then he kind of starts backing off a little. Okay? Now again, and then you understand Al-Qaeda is CIA. They didn't carry out the attacks. The Al-Qaeda had these Al-Qaeda members who thought they were part of drills who got on board the aircraft. Gas was released. They killed everybody on board and remote controlled them into the buildings. Now, that's what I have from all my sources and all the evidence. And so when you get up there and go, oh, Al-Qaeda's a hero, or Al-Qaeda's fighting back, and that's what Churchill's in essence said. Oh, they're pushing back. They're fighting back against the evil. You play into the whole Pentagon P2OG plan of building up Al-Qaeda as heroes in the Middle East, getting Muslims to follow them, to then create crises so the globalists can go in. I mean, how is it good for the Arabs to blow up some buildings and have the wrath of the New World Order come down on them? That's stupid. We have the analysts, the experts, the CIA people on to tell you, yes, the government's behind it. That's the evidence. That's the facts. And you just can't get it. The left wants to see Al-Qaeda as heroes, and that's how sick you are. Just like the phony right wants to say the Iraqis are subhuman, let's torture them. You know, and across the board, we're turning into a bunch of thugs here. Unbelievable. And I'm told, I know we got loaded phones, but I always go to those that disagree. Rick in Nevada, you go to the front of the line. There's another Rick in Nevada. He doesn't disagree, but this one does. Rick in Nevada, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I believe that the book Agents of Repression by Ward Churchill ought to be mandatory reading in the schools. That book tells folks how to recognize agents, government agents, plants. It's an excellent book.
Oh, yeah, that's just classic. Well, if he's not a government agent, which I said I don't know if he is, but in my gut I think he is, if he is, I mean, he's certainly helping the globalists, going around saying Al-Qaeda acts alone and are attacking the evil Americans. I mean, that's sick, and it's not true.
I agree that it's wrong to say that the folks in the World Trade Center deserve to die, especially the firemen and firefighters. But no one in there deserved to die. No, I disagree with that. But
well, what he said is that give me a break. They're not innocents. They're not civilians. You know, Al-Qaeda striking back against the evil. And that's ridiculous. Al-Qaeda didn't have NORAD stand down. Al-Qaeda didn't warn public officials not to fly. Al-Qaeda didn't have those drills that morning. I mean, it's just not true.
Well, let me state that I have your full collection. I give away the videos and CDs. And but on this Agents of Repression text, I mean, unless the guy has really lost some screws.
Well, you're not listening to
that book.
Listen, earlier I said that rat poison's 98% good food. I'm not saying. I said earlier the guy says a lot of stuff that's true and good. So does Michael Savage. Don't you see what I'm saying?
I get you.
You want to talk some more?
I just wanted to put out there that folks ought to study the man's work.
I think they should.
As part of their judgment of it.
Okay, thanks.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it, you put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away, you don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
September 11th, the giant police state that's been set up in America and now projecting out across the globe, hinges upon it. It is the foundation. But long before September 11th, the government was setting up its police state, its martial law, cashless society control grid, and their own policy reports from the Project for a New American Century and the Army and Naval War College, the RAND Corporation, and 100 others were all saying, the CFR Commission, were all saying, we need terror attacks to imperially mobilize, to use Brzezinski Brzezinski's comments, the American people behind this global war for empire. To mobilize the slaves, as we're called. They even call us the slaves. The mindless slaves. Because they know you don't go out and read their policy reports. How to control the chattel property. And so there are now hundreds of thousands of people in America alone researching, posting to websites, researching, hundreds that are really doing a good job of it. And there are dozens and dozens of films, hundreds of books that have been, and pamphlets that have been written on the subject. And what I do at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is basically post everybody's views, everybody's ideas. You'll find a lot of people that woke folks up and got other great researchers going, you know, don't even agree with their progeny. And in a lot of cases, the people that the forerunners and pioneers of exposing 9/11 spurred to wake up and become involved. A lot of their, progeny, as I was saying, they don't agree with their predecessors. But that doesn't matter. It's about an open, free debate, looking at the evidence, debating it, going over it. And it's clear. If you research 9/11, what we can prove is their official story is absolutely false. It is a fraud. It is impossible. There is a better chance of fire ants in my backyard building a spaceship and flying to Europa, being sarcastic, than there is of what we're told on 9/11 happening. And people from a cave doing what they supposedly did, having NORAD stand down, having grills the morning of 9/11, having modern steel buildings collapse, public officials being warned not to fly, CIA insider put options, the money men for Al-Qaeda meeting with the House and Senate intelligence heads on the morning of the 9/11 at the Capitol, Bush Sr. meeting with the head of the bin Laden family at a Carlyle Group function, flying the bin Ladens out of the country, flying Al-Qaeda and the Arab leaders out of Afghanistan days before it fell, our government. And all of this, it's clear we know what happened. It's clear that the hijackers were government ops, thinking they were part of a drill, who got on board those airplanes that morning, and subsequently then pressure was lost in the planes, the people were incapacitated or killed, remote control took control, the planes were flown into the buildings. Now that's what all the evidence points to. That's the, in the scientific method, you know, we know the government's behind it. You know, we know, quote, they committed the murder. You know, the cops know you did the murder. Okay? You just won't give them the final specific details. All right? And with us for this hour, and hopefully into the next hour, because I even canceled the guest we had set up a week ago, the third hour, so you can hopefully stay with us, is a gentleman who I'm really impressed with, the research he's done. Really, it's preeminent on Building 7. He's uncovered a lot of documents about the stand-down, about Rumsfeld taking control of the shoot-down orders a few months before 9/11, Cheney in the bunker. He really hones in on the stuff we can prove. What I've been on since day one, what I think is the smoking guns. Now, I'm undecided on the Pentagon. I'm undecided on pods. I'm undecided on all of that. I just don't go there, and we've had guests on about it, but I don't focus on it. It's not my main focus. We post it all. But my main focus is on bombs in the buildings, is on the implosions, is on the put options, is on the public officials being warned not to fly, is on the prior knowledge in and around New York, which even MSNBC and New York Daily News admits people were warned not to go to work. Haaretz admits that Odigo called its employees and said, get out of the building. You know, that's Haaretz out of Israel. That's the stuff that will bring the globalists down. Northwoods can bring them down. PNAC can bring them down. I focus on that and about 50 other things, and that's what I've noticed Jim focuses in on. And I appreciate him holding during this this diatribe, you know, just because Jim disagrees with some people that we have on this show, that's not bad, and they disagree with him. It's about having a debate, you know, like you have in the university. It's about a discussion of the ideas. It isn't about one group saying you either go with my line or you're anathema or you're a heretic or, you know, go with their line and you're evil or go with my line or you're bad. You know, we need to get past the orthodoxy. And I know we got loaded phone lines, your calls are coming up, and any issue you bring up will tie back into 9/11, because our whole world, the course we're on, is being charted with it as the excuse. Jim, of course, has written for Science News, Scientific American, Science Digest, Nature, Journal of Nature, a software engineer and research scientist. And he didn't wake up to 9/11 until 2003. But he's certainly made up for it in his research and the great findings that he's brought to the giant accumulated body of evidence. And we have something the globalists don't have. They've got their 170 IQ eggheads in their think tanks, all compartmentalized, studying how to lie to us, how to cover up, how to manipulate. They've got their propagandists. But they're compartmentalized. They've got to kind of keep wraps on things, and they have trouble responding to us. They can't cover up all their lies. Anything this big, they're going to get caught doing. And people say, well, they'd be caught. Well, they have been caught. And there's millions of people in the world looking at 9/11, hundreds of thousands in America who are really looking at it. As I said, hundreds and thousands that are really focused on it. And we have the giant brain trust here of research and people involved that's frankly unstoppable. And so the globalists are almost in a panic mode right now, admitting that we're winning the war, admitting that, quote, armies of conspiracy theorists are taking over, playing to the big room, as Vanity Fair said last year when they viciously attacked me in a cover story that I was in. And here to talk about just all of this, and I appreciate you again holding through this five-minute diatribe, is Jim Hoffman. Jim, good to have you on with us.
And thank you for that introduction.
Oh, you bet. And your websites for folks that want to check them out?
Well, my main website is 9/11 Research. The easiest way to find it is just to type 9/11 Research into Google. It's 911research.wtc7.net. WTC7.net is specifically about the case of the implosion of World Trade Center Building 7 at 5:20 in the afternoon for no apparent reason. It looks exactly like a controlled demolitions implosion. This is a huge skyscraper, 47-story steel building, first case in history of an implosion of a steel frame building being blamed on fire. And another website is 911review.com, in which I debunk some of the errors that are in the literature of 9/11 that have been used very successfully recently by mainstream articles. Like most recently, there's an article in Popular Mechanics that purports to debunk 9/11 myths.
And I would dub it the mother of all hit pieces.
Yes.
Now you got an advanced copy, and we won't get into how, but you're not obviously publishing it until it comes out next week because, you know, you don't want to scoop them on their own story, but you have written a detailed analysis of it. We have a link to that on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in case folks can't find it in your labyrinthine websites. But
I've had such a great response to this critique that it's come right up to the top of Google. So if you type in quotes, Popular Mechanics and then 9/11 or conspiracy, but type in Popular Mechanics or 9/11 Research, anything like that, you'll get this article.
Have you had time to add my comments because I talked to the reporters?
Oh, no, I'm sorry I didn't. I will do that in the future. But, yes, maybe you can talk a little bit about your treatment by the people preparing this article.
Yeah, and that way it's on the record for your article.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll be glad to do that. I mean, that's what I want to talk about. I mean, you know, I could write my own analysis of it, but I think you've done a good job.
And I
mean, really, because what you wrote in the article meshes with what I got talking to these goons.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's go over the article and go over your analysis of it.
Okay. The basic approach of the article is to set up a straw man. A straw man argument is where you create a kind of a fictitious target to attack, and then you tear it down. And what they do
you don't attack real evidences that are indisputable.
Right. Although the article pretends that it does. The article is very dramatic, and it pretends, it gives the impression through its graphic layout and the way that it seems to approach the way that it seems to be taking on the issue, the photographs that it has and so forth, that it is attacking the main issues that 9/11 skeptics bring up. And it does go around some of the main issues like the demolition of the World Trade Center. But when you actually look at the article, what it does is it brings up mostly red herring issues, and then it brings up a few valid issues, but only some peripheral ones, and then it uses invalid arguments against those. So it's very much this kind of straw man operation where they set up this thing and then tear it down and never give you a hint of what the real breadth of
Well, let's start with the cover. It's a huge cover that says, tell folks about the propaganda there.
Oh, well, one thing that's interesting, also, it's the cover story. So the entire cover is taken up. There's a picture of Ground Zero, and it says in big, a huge font, 9/11 lies. And I think that itself is very interesting. It's like people know that 9/11
is a lie.
Because
they know in major polls that most Americans think there's lies going on, so that's a selling point right there.
Yes, yeah, a selling point. And then in a much smaller font, it says debunking, and then it says conspiracy theories can't stand up to the hard facts. But the main thing that you see on the cover is 9/11 lies. So it keys into what people know, and then it tries to... You know, then it tries to attack the skeptics with all kinds of ad hominem attacks and so forth. There's a
and it attacks me in the article.
Oh yeah, several places in the article. The article has come up now on the website, so they have the text of the main article on the Popular Mechanics website. It's surprised they published it so early. Maybe they knew that the critique of it had come out, but the online edition doesn't have the editor's notes where he delivers some of the most the mean-spirited insults against the 9/11 truth movement, which...
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Pretext for World Government, World Police State. We're talking to software engineer and research scientist, written for multiple major publications like the Journal of Nature and Scientific Digest and Scientific American. Continuing, though, no, you're right. They don't normally, and I've checked out Popular Mechanics, they don't normally post their text articles until a few weeks after the magazine goes on shelves so they sell more. Very unusual when the magazine hasn't even hit store shelves yet, it'll hit next week, to already have the text report up, and I would imagine that's to counter your expert analysis of their piece.
Yeah, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I didn't know. And I was very surprised to see it so early. And it's also interesting that when you go to the homepage of Popular Mechanics, the page is talking about the PM blog as if, oh, they're hip, they're on the Internet now. You know, it's like they're playing this catch-up game. It's really interesting.
That's ridiculous. Now, I want to get more into the hit piece, and then I want to get into the 9/11 itself, but you notice how they go after myself, and I told you this, and I hope you add it to your article. This is important. You know, you talk about straw man. They had different reporters call me, and the reporters sounded so weird out of the hundreds of interviews I've done. And I've been interviewed by the New York Times, Washington Post, Vanity Fair, you name it. You know, American Legion. I mean, it just goes on and on. I thought it was fake. This is the reporters, they would say, what about Building 7? And I'd go, okay, well, what's your evidence? And I'd go, well, Larry Silverstein says that they, you know, pulled it, and they told reporters to get back, we're going to pull it, and it wasn't, you know, hit by anything. It had some small fire. Well, we don't want to talk about that. Did you see the bombs? Well, of course I didn't see the bombs. Well, and then, well, you wrote an article saying there were seismic spikes. And I go, what article? They pointed out an article one of our writers wrote about an American Free Press article and an American Free Press article. And I said, well, it says American Free Press. It has a link. You know, but they told me the web address. I pulled up the article on my site. I said, you know I didn't write that. And they go, well, we called the seismologist, and we asked if you interviewed him. And they said, no. And I said, did you ask him if American Free Press did? And they go, no. And I said, I go, right there, you're trying to do a hit piece. And I used the term. I said, that's a straw man. And I called their editor, and he called me back, and he said, okay, we're not going to put that in there. But they still kind of did, in a way, your comments.
Oh, so they zoom. Their technique is to zoom in on the few issues that are not valid ones. Now, the idea that there were seismic spikes that corresponded to the start of the collapses of the Twin Towers, I think, is an invalid point. It's an easy mistake to make, but when I actually did the analysis with the timing of these spikes, the spikes occur over about a 5 to 7 second period. The large spikes they correspond to the time that the rubble reaches the ground. So Popular Mechanics article does is to address the World Trade Center demolition, for which there are numerous pieces of evidence. Rather than address any of those pieces,
on the concrete stuff.
Yeah, they find the one piece of invalid evidence that they can, and then focus on that. And then
on this questionable piece, they don't go right to the source of the article. They call someone that posted it, and then to get a false report, they call and say, did PrisonPlanet.com interview you, when clearly it said the name of the newspaper. So do you see how there's wheels within wheels?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
So they ignore the many valid points that are much stronger points about demolition. Well, let's talk about the world, the Twin Towers. They ignore the fact that the towers fell straight down, maintaining radial symmetry as this zone of total destruction, this exploding dust cloud just raced to the ground, that the total symmetry, that vertical symmetry is what controlled demolition is all about, because a tall steel structure doesn't want to fall straight through itself.
There's a whole science to this. In fact, I have video of them blowing up Las Vegas Hotel, similar to Building 7, and you see how they blow out one of the central columns first, then they blow out the others to make it all fall in a small pile.
And it has to be done with hundreds, if not thousands, of individual explosive charges placed against the supporting columns of the building. And those charges have to be set off with exact timing. And if there's even a second or two mistake in the timing, it could cause the entire building to topple. So
yeah, a lot of times they try controlled demolitions that don't work. They have to go back in.
And if they don't, then, you know, if you have a tall structure in an urban setting with other buildings next to it, and the building topples, that's a, you know, a huge amount of damage.
I'm sure you're familiar with the demolitions they've tried to do before, though, where it doesn't come down.
Oh, no, I'm not familiar with those, no.
Yeah, there's been quite a few cases where they put the controlled demolitions in, and then some of them don't go off.
Uh-huh.
They have to go in and reset them, yeah.
Uh-huh. So they completely ignore the really compelling evidence about the demolitions, these vast clouds of dust. I mean, the Twin Towers, people, you can probably remember that lower Manhattan was just blanketed with a layer of dust because the 90,000 tons of concrete that was in the floor slabs of these buildings was thoroughly converted to fine, mostly microscopic dust with a particle diameter less than 100 microns, you know, much thinner
exactly.
Than
exactly. I mean, if it would have collapsed on its own, it would have been in big chunks, not pulverized and exploded outward. We'll be back with a long segment. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Term Busters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, in the computer from months ago, I've got the clips of the firefighters saying it looked like they were bombs. You see them coming, you know, going down, boom, 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 boom. Dan Rather saying, look like well-placed dynamite in Building 7. I have Silverstein saying they pulled it. I have that clip. I mean, I have all these clips, and we're going to be playing those. In fact, you have that Silverstein clip ready? Here it is. Here's Silverstein from the PBS documentary, America Rebuilding. Here it is.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
So, again, that's Larry Silverstein talking. We're talking, of course, right now to Jim Hoffman, who's a 9/11 researcher. Jim, I've got a whole bunch of other clips, but I just wanted to play that because we were talking about this. Let's get into the real evidence of controlled demolitions in all three of the towers and then kind of compare that to how they did a hit piece on it and then attacked the straw man in this popular mechanics piece.
Okay, do you want to talk about Building 7 first?
Yeah, wherever you want to start, sure.
Okay, so with Building 7, they have... The Popular Mechanics article sets up 16 points which they want to make you believe are accepted by all 9/11 skeptics, as if there's nothing else important except these 16 points, and about half of them are invalid. But they have one point on Building 7, and they only go into it peripherally. They say that they use a quote from a website that says the video clearly shows that it was not a collapse subsequent to fire, but rather a controlled demolition. But it doesn't tell you where the video is at. You can look at WTC7.net and see I have three videos that very clearly show the building undergoing a precise controlled demolition-style collapse where the building just sinks with precise verticality into its footprint and leaves a small pile of rubble. But what they don't tell you in the article, they just leave that assertion out there, and then they bring in their NIST expert that gives this bizarre explanation that, if one column failed, the whole section would fail or something, this hand-waving argument that somehow a steel-frame building could just, suddenly, undergo a chain reaction in this this idea of progressive collapse.
Now, even the experts they quote the first few weeks were, yes, steel melted, and then later, when all the scientific studies show that it was, 1,000 degrees cooler at the minimum for it even to get red and start weakening, then they go, okay, it didn't melt, it just weakened, and then all just fell apart. So they're changing their story too.
Oh yeah. So they're accusing, the article accuses 9/11 skeptics of saying that the official theory has the steel melting the fire's melting the steel, when that story was trotted out by the experts. There's an article on BBC where this structural engineer Chris Weiss is saying that the fire's melted the steel. Well, if you look at the melting point of steel, which is 1535 degrees Celsius, it's about 700 degrees Celsius higher than the maximum temperature that you can possibly get by burning any kind of hydrocarbon in an open flame, like in a building fire, without systematic preheating or pressurization of the air. If you don't have a blast furnace that has that kind of pressurized air or whatever, you can't get much above 800 degrees Celsius with a hydrocarbon fire. And if it's a diffuse fire, not the kind of blue flame that you have on a stove, it's much cooler yet. Now, you might have a gas stove. It has a blue flame. That's about as hot as you can get burning hydrocarbons in the atmosphere without pressurization.
Why doesn't it melt the metal
grill? Stove collapse? Why doesn't the grill on your stove collapse? I mean, it's the most ludicrous idea in the world to think that a steel-framed building could suddenly, rip itself apart and just shatter into thousands of pieces
and
because
fall,
of fires.
And then fall perfectly.
And then fall perfectly into its footprint, yeah. But anyway, so back to Building 7, they don't mention the three critical facts, which are, one, the building collapsed in a precisely vertical fashion. If you look in the videos, it's just amazing. The alignment of the outer wall doesn't even deviate a degree or so within the first 5 seconds of the collapse. Secondly, it collapses almost at the rate of free fall. Now, you can calculate how fast it would take a brick falling from the top.
Yeah,
Building
7 fell as fast as a bowling ball.
Oh, just about as fast. Within a half a second of the time it would take a bowling ball without any atmosphere to fall from the roof of the building. So it's just a split second under free fall time. And third,
an atmosphere would slow that down when there was an atmosphere.
Yeah. Well, so it's within, it's just clearly all the vertical support of that building was taken out in an instant for it to sink into its footprint with such.
And why do we see the penthouse collapse first?
Apparently that's because they took out the central columns ahead of the perimeter of the building. And that's
which they always do, so it falls in on itself.
Yeah, with a tall building like that, it's quite an engineering challenge to bring such a tall steel structure down into its footprint. So what they do is they take out the core structure, they take out the core columns of the building just slightly ahead of the exterior, and what happens is the core starts to fall, and then it pulls in the outer parts of the building, so that what you get when the building falls is that the rubble pile, you see the outer walls of the building like kind of folding in and lying on top of the rest of the building. And if you look at photographs of the remains of Building 7, that's precisely what you see. And unlike the Twin Towers, which were just spewed all over the place, the remains, Building 7, the rubble pile was almost entirely lying and piled up on the block. This building occupied a whole city block, and it was straddled an electrical substation. It's almost entirely consolidated within that block. And now, notice they were talking in that clip about that no one was believed killed in Building 7. Well, if this is the first case of a steel frame building that imploded on itself, supposedly because of fire, shouldn't that have warranted a careful investigation? And yet, what they did with the entirety of Ground Zero, including Building 7, is that they sealed off the area and started carting away the steel immediately, apparently without any systematic documentation of, you know, of the kind you would expect if they were actually investigating the incident, and instead started shipping the steel to blast furnaces in India and China to destroy the evidence as quickly as possible. They had the entire scene mopped up within 6 months. But anyway, going to the Twin Towers, the Twin Towers are often described as implosions also because you see the buildings, the buildings fell straight down, maintaining symmetry and just falling straight down. But instead of imploding on themselves, a more accurate way of describing it is that they exploded. Because if you look at what happened, the collapse started near the top, actually a little bit above where the crash zones were. The buildings were just started shattering and then evolving these huge clouds of mushrooming clouds of dust that just were growing at an explosive rate. The buildings are so large that it doesn't really, you don't get a sense of how fast those dust clouds were growing, but you can measure them in the videos, and the diameter, the radius of these clouds was growing at a rate of 50 to 80 feet per second, and so that by the time they got to the ground, these rubble clouds were about 400 feet in diameter. The blast wave was so great that it shattered windows in the World Financial Center buildings, which are directly to the west, up to about 200 feet. All the windows are just blown out. So the blast wave was so strong that it just shattered windows that were 400 feet away from the nearest of the towers. So it was, clearly these buildings exploded. There's no other way to describe it. And they were just thoroughly pulverized. There was no macroscopic materials other than the metallic components of the buildings left. There was no recognized, look at Ron, there are hundreds of images of Ground Zero, even though they attempted to suppress people from taking photographs of it.
Yeah, they said no. Yeah, don't take photographs.
Because they didn't want there to be any evidence. But there is enough surviving evidence that you can look at it, and you can't find any recognizable objects other than the steel skeleton and the skeletons and the aluminum cladding of the metallic components. And most of those are even unrecognizable. Like every single floor on these buildings had these steel corrugated floor pans, which were large flat pieces of steel, and they had the concrete was poured on the floor slabs were poured on these pans. But you don't even see any big sections of these pans. I mean, if the pancake theory were correct and the floors were pancaking down, you should have a pile of platters, a pile of these.
Instead, they blew Tower 1 and 2 from the top down, boom, 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 with Building 7, with the classical demolition blowing
from
out
the bottom up. Yeah, mm-hmm. So they were done
in
very...
We even got video stills where you zoom in on 7 and you zoom in on other buildings and you can clearly see the explosions following down as it collapses.
Yeah, and one of the really interesting features in the collapses of the towers is that there are these these high velocity energetic ejections of gas and dust that are called squibs, and you see these little things ejecting about 10 stories below the zone of complete destruction.
And you see this when they blow up Las Vegas hotels.
Yeah, you see squibs, although they're not as energetic. They're more like little kind of blunt puffs of dust. But in the case of the towers, you see these really energetic squibs of coming out and shooting out about 100 feet.
Well,
I've
seen some controlled demolitions where the squibs are even bigger.
Yeah, well, there's so many ways that you can do controlled demolitions. One thing that people don't understand is they see Building 7, they think, they see that's a controlled demolition because they've seen other controlled demolitions, and that's what it looks like. But the towers look completely different, and I've seen the specious argument that, that can't be a controlled demolition because a controlled demolition is from the bottom up. Well, of course you can engineer a demolition in any of a million ways. You can have the explosion starting from the top or starting from the bottom, or you can have large explosions or small ones, there's any of a number of ways they did it. And
no,
clearly,
I bought a bunch of the videos they sell on TV of buildings being blown up, and they've got all different types, where they start at the top, where it starts at the bottom.
Right.
But then when you see these office buildings or hotels, the style of 7, they like to do that crimping where they blow one of the middle or off from the middle, off center, so it all collapses in on one area.
Yeah, what's so interesting about what happened to the World Trade Center complex is the way that See, what the towers were part of this 16-block super block, and they were surrounded by low-rise buildings that were part of the World Trade Center complex. And they blew up, and they just rained all this heavy debris on the adjacent low-rise buildings and largely crushed them. Like half of World Trade Center 4 was completely crushed. World Trade Center 3, the Marriott Hotel, was about half crushed. There was a big hole in World Trade Center 6 from the falling debris of the North Tower.
But still, they didn't fall.
And still, they didn't fall. And think of it.
And you've got to be at ground zero to realize how far away 7 is. I mean, you've got Bankers Trust and all these other buildings right up against the South Tower.
Yeah, so Building 7...
Buildings fall into them, and they don't collapse.
Yeah, so all the buildings that were totally destroyed on 9/11 all had a World Trade Center address. So all the buildings in the main block were destroyed. Were just totaled by this. The towers were blown up, and then the debris that rained down crushed.
Yeah, only stuff owned by Silverstein gets destroyed.
Yeah, and the only other building that was destroyed was one that had a World Trade Center address, but was on a block across the street. It was it's across Vesey Street to the north of the World Trade Center complex. And so they use an implosion on that building so that they don't destroy the adjacent Verizon and U.S. Post Office buildings. How interesting.
And by the way, Building 7 is falling with these big buildings, I mean, literally 50 feet from them, folks. I've stood there.
Yeah,
and they
now
building 7. And so you've got another building in fires falling right there, and then these buildings hardly get damaged.
Right. So how interesting that all the buildings that were owned, that had the same owner, that had the same insurer, you know, that were part of the same insurance policy, were all totaled. But anyway, back to the point about the crushing of these adjacent buildings. It's we're supposed to believe that, like in the case of the North Tower, that 15 floors of this lightweight construction, these are 100% steel frame buildings. Now, that's something that if you see the buildings blowing up, you think, gosh, these masonry buildings, all this pulverized dust.
No, these are over-engineered buildings.
All buildings like this have to be over-engineered. These buildings had to withstand 140-mile-an-hour crosswinds, hurricane-force winds, and they have to withstand probably magnitude.
They were designed to take multiple large passenger jet impacts.
Yeah. And with the largest plane at the era they were built was the 707-340. Another misconception is that the 767s were jumbo jets. They're so much bigger. But if you actually compare a 767-200 to a 707-340, they're almost identical in size. I mean, a 767 is a little bit heavier, but it has a slower cruise speed. So a typical collision would actually involve less force with the 767 than with the...
These aren't jumbo jets. These are just passenger planes.
Yeah, they have a slightly wider body, but they only have a seating capacity of about 160 or so.
Now, I want to, when we come back, play some more clips of newscast and things, and then I want to get into other areas of 9/11 that are really important evidence, and then, of course, take some phone calls. And of course, Jim's going to stay with us some of the next hour. That'll get us some other news items from around the country and the world. But Jim, we got a funeral coming up this weekend in Austin, and I'm going to be attending it, and I'm going to put a plug in for folks to come to the funeral. So I'm going to put you on hold, and then we're going to go to break, and we'll come right back to you. Okay, Jim?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a million. We're going to come back with Jim Hoffman after this quick break. Right now, my good friend Stuart, who helped us build a home for a veteran when they were going to bulldoze his house, Joe Campana. We did that successfully. Then we built a memorial church for all those that died at Waco. And the chief engineer that donated just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of his hours to help build the memorial church at Waco, I told you about how he went in and had surgery and then got some type of infection. They said he'd die in 24 hours. He actually lived another 4 days, but he did die over the weekend. George Pulliam. And his memorial service and funeral is going to be this Saturday at 1 p.m. And, Stuart, tell us about it.
All right, great. It's going to be 1 o'clock Saturday at Cook Walden. That's at Wells Branch and I-35 in north of Austin. It's just Cook Walden is on the service road just a little bit south of the Wells Branch Parkway. His wife, Annelle, has requested an open mic so that anyone that wants to say something can say something, and requested that it be videotaped. And I do not have one. If I have to rent one, I will. But anybody out there that's going to attend that could bring a video camera, you know, if I can leave my phone number or something.
No, Stuart, it's no problem. There'll be plenty of video cameras there. I'll bring one.
Okay, great. And she really, you know, George was an amazing guy. You know, he was one of the guys that makes a difference. You hear, like your show today, all these people who are fighting and arguing and, you know, just all this criminal activity. George was a guy that made a difference. He was a hero. He's the guy that donated his time without hesitation and without complaint. And
well, I'm going to be there this Saturday, and I will bring a camera, and I'm sure some other cameras will be there, Stuart. For folks that just joined us again, they don't want he didn't want anybody to wear suits to his funeral, so please don't dress up. You know, just come in your work clothes or whatever. That's what he asked. And on top of that, give folks the address one more time.
Okay. It's Cook Walden Funeral Home at Wells Branch Parkway and I-35 North.
And that's 1 p.m. this Saturday, Stuart.
1 p.m. this Saturday. Cook Walden, Wells Branch, and I-35.
All right. Thanks a lot, Stuart.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll come back with our guest, Jim Hoffman, and we will continue with the news and information and your phone calls exposing 9/11. It's not hard to do, folks. It was a very sloppily done job. They just count on you accepting the illusion.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Jim Hoffman with us into the next hour. We'll take your calls. We'll play some clips of firefighters saying how it looked like detonators and bombs. And we have Silverstein saying they pulled it. And I have another clip where in the same video, the head of engineering for New York goes, pull it means demolishing a building. And he says, we gave the order to pull it and watched it come down. I mean, what else do you need, folks? I mean, we have them admitting it And I've called Silverstein's office. The TV ads have been running in New York asking him, did you blow it up? He won't respond. Very suspicious. We'll go back to Jim here in just one moment. You know, I've made two films on 9/11, The Masters of Terror Exposed and 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. I also carry George Humphrey's 9/11, The Great Illusion, and Eric Huffman's excellent video, 9/11 Painful Deceptions. We have a package deal where you get all four of those videos, over 9 hours of footage, and Paul Watson's 300-plus page book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, for $59.95. And even if you already own some of those videos, get the package deal where you save $53 and give them as gifts to people. Put them on Access TV, whatever. Reach out and educate folks. Then, of course, you can buy the videos individually as well. Got a lot of different specials going. Just go to InfoWars.com, peruse the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, look at all the different specials, and order some of the films today. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or, as I said, the Secure Shopping Cart at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. It's so important to take action. So important to get these videos and to show them to people and to get them thinking and to tell them, go check out our evidence for yourself and realize the facts. It's so important. And my film, Road to Tyranny, is different from others because we spend 40 minutes on Oklahoma City. You know, we spend 5 minutes on the first World Trade Center bombing where the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver. That's admitted. You know, we just cover all these different instances of government-sponsored terrorism, and that's why it's so effective. 888-253-3139. Jim, continuing with 9/11, there's a lot of different areas that prove we had controlled demolition in the buildings, but having Silverstein say this and having Giuliani say we were told to get out of the building and already running a drill that day, now it's admitted that FEMA was. They tried to deny that when the FEMA person messed up on the nightly news and said they were. I mean, there's so many points to this, but Silverstein won't respond to over $1 million worth of ads run in New York on TV and in print saying, hey, Silverstein, why'd you say this? Why won't he respond?
Oh, I guess it's to his advantage not to. One wonders why he would even say anything so incriminating. But what's even more amazing is why it hasn't even been acknowledged in the mainstream media that this is even, there's even an issue here. Because what's so incredible about it is that the, no government agency has done anything but, try to sell the official story that it was fire that brought down Building 7.
And for a while they said it was some fuel tank, but then they admit that fuel tank didn't even blow up.
Oh, yeah, and how could a diesel fuel tank blow up? You know, do this experiment. Put some diesel fuel in a cup and drop a match into it and see if you can get it to burn. I mean, you have to have elevate diesel fuel.
You have to inject oxygen or aerosolize
it. Yeah, or heat it up a few hundred degrees Fahrenheit to even get it to burn. It's not that easy. It's not that volatile. So, even if something could blow up, even if you had a tank of fuel that could blow up in the basement, it wouldn't bring the building, like, straight down into its footprint with such precision. You know, it just doesn't.
You've seen a giant explosion.
Oh, and you've seen a giant explosion at the base. I mean,
they admit that it didn't even do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the officials are still out there, you know, in the newspaper saying that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just this incredible contradiction. So if they made this decision to demolish the building late in the afternoon, think how ridiculous that is. They had demolition experts go in the space of a few hours and take down the building. But, you know, if they did that, then how come FEMA wasn't interested in that, or NIST isn't interested in this interesting
detail? Yeah, why isn't it a news item?
Yeah,
stay there,
exactly.
Jim. Stay there. We'll be right back, and we'll take some of your calls and get into some of the other real smoking guns of 9/11.